UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon has emphasized the need for dialogue and cooperation between African leaders. Addressing several issues at the ongoing AU summit in Ethiopia, Mr. Moon asked leaders to pay attention to the needs of the people they service to prevent a recurrence of the Arab Spring. Our presidential correspondent Seth Iyer reports that a proposal for the establishment of an African criminal court was strongly made.
The UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon described 2011 as a year high of drama in a global earthquake with Africa at the epicenter.
It began in Cote d'Ivoire. We spread funds for democracy supported by the AU and ECOWAS. Yet, let us speak plainly, there were differences in Cote d'Ivoire and in Libya. These were not differences of objectives or goals. Our partnership is anchored in shared values. These differences in operational and strategic approaches. This is nature, even to be expected, of organizations with varied mandates and memberships. The question is how we manage those differences. We do it through dialogue, engagement, and collaboration. Ours is a vital strategic partnership.
Mr. Ban said, for to build up prosperity and grow inter-African trade is good, but Africa's future also depends on investment in civil, political, economic, social and cultural rights. He said, there is a need to adopt a preventive approach to human rights. This is because the Arab Spring took many by surprise.
Events have proved that repression is a dead end. Police power is no match to people power seeking dignity and justice. The women and men protesting in streets and public squares across the region are both an inspiration and a reminder. A reminder that leaders must listen to their people, that all of us must do more. The Universal Declaration of Human Rights is a promise to all people in all places, at all times. Let us wish there's a new chief for Secretary Guam, an African woman, Fatou Bensouda of Gambia, is the new face of international justice.
Mr. Ban was confident that the leaders will work ever more closely to build on the common values that are the foundation of AU and UN. He has gone AU chairperson and president of Equatorial Guinea, Teodoro Obiang Nguema Mbasogo, asked AU to